from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Pat McGann.
I feel like I'm in a garage on the south side, but you guys have an antenna. That's like the biggest difference.
Yeah. Afternoons on the Score.
Some of these guys I haven't seen body type wise. I mean, Hartman. My grandma loves him. Like, you know, she still lives in South Bend and watches Notre Dame games. And she's like, what do you think about Hartman, Joe?
She likes
he is so cute. She goes, I may be 93, but I'm not blind. I'm like, oh, geez, grandma.
Hard Knocks.
Dude, Hard Knocks is coming for the Bears, but there's an off-season one on the New York Giants. And I was like, Hard Knocks is stale. It's team-approved. I'll watch the Bears stuff for the content, but because we're just going to need content for August, but I don't really watch it if it's not my team anymore. I always fall, I like watch it at the beginning and then fall out of love with it by the end. But the off-season, trades, combine, draft, like it's a different spin than training camp. I got to say, some of these clips coming out of the Giants Hard Knocks are pretty damn appealing.
Yeah, this whole thing caught me by surprise. I got confused. I thought it was an in-season Hard Knocks for the
Giants.
They're
doing that too.
Oh, so the off season is just like a precursor to the in season one, I guess.
Well, it's year round Hard Knocks.
Oh my God!
Giants were off season Hard Knocks. Bears are training camp Hard Knocks, and then AFC North is in season Hard Knocks.
Oh, okay. So that was my confusion because I knew the Giants were a yes.
There's also a Hard Knocks during Hard Knocks.
Oh, there is
that they're filming.
It's like that Starbucks where they opened a Starbucks inside it, just in case you still needed a Starbucks while you were at.
It's a Hard Knocks on the decision to brand HBO as Max.
Yeah. Max.
It hit my ride. Yeah, we're like Hard Knocks. So we put a Hard Knocks inside your Hard Knocks.
I love that. Shani, you shared that in the chat, right? It was a picture of Max. It was like a recommendation during the White Sox game.
No, it was on the TBS broadcast of the Cub game last night. They had Max on the mound.
Max, how you doing? So Max, this is like, no, I'm already watching something on television. Don't tell me, because if the game is bad, I'm bound to leave and go to watch Max. What are we doing? But anyway, this whole Hard Knocks thing caught me by surprise. The fact that there is one in the off season, and then there's all this content here. It's awesome.
So Giants general manager Joe Shane. Right.
And it's too bad Shane Reardon is not here, because he would have enjoyed the Sam Hartman love that was right there.
Well, you know, they lose Saquon Barkley. Other running backs were available, including DeAndre Swift. DeAndre Swift ends up on the Bears, but here's a behind-the-scenes evaluation on DeAndre Swift.
If the Giants do offer Barkley a new contract, it'll cost. So Joe Shane's staff is assessing every free agent running back available this offseason.
What we're looking for, running back, obviously, we'll see what happens with Saquon, but there is going to be some depth, you know, at the running back position. I think it'll be a little bit of a saturated market. You know, maybe able to get a couple value guys there.
There's, you know, 600 free agents this year. You know, the pro scouts and I, we're responsible for them all. We have a big board, just like the draft board, and we have all the players on there. How we like them based on financials, character fit, value to our team, and then kind of the marketplace.
Swift was the kind of the interesting one. Price point would be a big deal on him. This guy, from a physical talent standpoint, can make up some of the things you lose with Saquon.
You got two giant defenders that he's going to make miss to get into the end zone.
From an explosiveness standpoint,
DeAndre Swift goes over 1,000 yards.
From a pass game standpoint,
the fact that he was able to completely contort his body and catch it was impressive.
If you're signing him, he's going to be more of a package player. you're going to pair him with somebody, say he's one of the guys you sign in the committee style.
It's going to be hard to get him out of Philly just because it's home for him.
Man.
A lot of praise.
A lot of praise of a lot of different aspects of that dude's game as a running back.
Yeah, he was high on their list. They ended up, obviously, they do lose Saquon, but he was one of the top guys that they were ranking behind Saquon Barkley.
Hey, man.
In the running back class.
There'll be time when we get to Bears training camp, but I can go back and remind people of what DeAndre Swift is capable of, including in a couple specific games for the Eagles this year, being a load back, being a guy who they handed the ball to repeatedly as they were just dominating people with a road grader offensive line. He's got that gear in there. It hasn't gotten used a lot, but when it's gotten used, it is in there in addition to everything else. I'm such a huge fan of this signing. Cannot wait.
Well, and just even as you're listening to these couple of clips, just think, we're a month away from getting this type of content all about the Bears. So, like, just like, imagine I was a Giants fan, how much I would care about this. Well, you're going to get that in a month. Here is the brain trust of the Giants discussing the likelihood of them moving on from Saquon Barkley.
I just think all the teams that need a running back are going to look at Saquon. Do you feel good about eating $3 to $4 million for a fifth round pick? Like, I wouldn't.
I don't know. There's no guarantee we can trade it. So, you know, having the needs that we have in a $12 million, 27-year-old running back.
Trading Saquon is a Hail Mary, and the drama and all that goes with it. We did that last year.
It's 10 years off my life dealing with it. Emotionally, was draining. We spent a lot of time on it. But again, I don't want that to be the reason that we don't do what's best for the franchise.
Okay, so to take this step further, we lose Saquon, right? What's our identity going to be on offense now? Like, what's our plan to? What's the next step of that? I guess it's what I'm thinking. Like, we're losing.
Yeah, well,
a large part of our offense, our explosiveness, our touchdowns. Quarterback, if it's Daniel, depends on the run game.
We got to upgrade the offensive line, and you're paying the guy $40 million. It's not to hand the ball off to a $12 million back. My plan is to address the offensive line at some point here in free agency. We're sitting at 6. There's a chance there's an offensive weapon there. This is the year for Daniel. Plan all along was give him a couple years. Is he our guy for the next 10 years, or do we need to pivot and, you know, find somebody else?
Man.
That's so good.
It's so good. There's so much in there. But that bit about the end, bit there at the end, this is a year for Daniel. He's making $40 million. Maybe we'll find an offensive weapon at number 6.
They took Malik Nabers.
But, like, this is the year for Daniel. Go ahead and let's find out. Do we need to pivot, or is he our guy for the next 10 years? Frankly, that makes me think about the way that Ryan Poles and his staff attacked Justin Fields in this past year. Go ahead and drop him into the deep end of the pool with that West Coast offense. Here, what do you got? What do you got? What do you got? Time to drop back. Time to show us. We got 1 year to find out, prove it or not. And I know that it can be abrasive, but sometimes you got to find out what you have so you can make decisions more efficiently. That's fascinating stuff.
I just love the framing of it, of like, now if you're covering the Giants or you're a fan of the Giants, it's like, okay, this is exactly what they're doing. This is how we have to hold them to. It's the make or break year for Daniel Jones. Speaking of quarterback conversation, sometimes they sound like talk radio hosts when the idea of Patrick Mahomes exists in the universe.
Nearly 20% of the Giants' salary cap is taken up by quarterback Daniel Jones. Right now, the sixth-year pro is a $40 million question mark.
With the sixth pick, there's a defense
in this league to win. You know, the reality is Daniel Jones is coming off an ACL. Last year, we were better every position on defense. We were better at some positions on offense. We won 6 games. We're going to draft well. We're going to sign good guys.
Yep.
We got to complain.
Yeah.
The reality is, facts.
Yeah.
3 serious injuries in 2 years.
Yeah.
We need to protect ourselves. He didn't have much of a chance this year. That's legit.
Yeah. Well,
like your offseason, the 4 guys, your core guys that we're going to play together played less than 60 snaps together.
Yep.
We have Miami, we got 3 practice squad guys playing for us.
Yeah.
Like, nobody could. Like, you could have Pat Mahomes and he can't win it behind that. Well, I'm not giving up on, like,
yeah.
He's under contract for 3 more years. Just protecting ourselves because best predictor of the future is the past.
The idea that they are saying Patrick Mahomes wouldn't be able to play behind our offensive line. is so great. Because we've been like, what would Mahomes have been like if he was with the Bears throwing to Marcus Wheaton and Josh Bellamy?
Uh-huh.
But it's like, so they're just saying, so that's with Daniel Jones. With Daniel Jones and all of the fumbles and all of the badness, they're like, well, there's something in there. If we could just protect him and give him a chance, maybe he could still be really good.
Yeah, man, this is why your sport, like we talk about, like it is so much dependent on other aspects of the team. It's just, I mean, how can you judge Daniel Jones in their own mind? And they're watching it. They know him. He's their guy. They don't even feel like they can judge him without giving him a realistic offensive line.
Nobody could. Like, you could have Pat Mahomes and he can't win it behind that.
I bet he could, though. That's the thing.
Right. He'd be better than Daniel Jones.
I think that would go okay.
He'd be better than Daniel Jones. Last one. I think this is just hilarious. This is at, I don't know if it was a combine practice or where it was, but they're watching college prospects, and it's Joe Shane and a couple of other general managers, and he's just, this is how it ended up. And that's Omar in the background. I'm going to let him out of here in just a second. This is how Brian Burns, elite pass rusher from the Panthers, ends up on the New York Giants. This is the impetus of the whole thing.
Brian Burns, they're going to have to trade for him after they get tagged.
What do you think Burns is worth if you were to trade for him?
One plus for sure. They turned down two ones at one point.
New GM and they weren't able to get something done.
The next stop in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl. A showcase for the top 136 players eligible for the draft. It's also a place to catch up with colleagues from around the league.
You know, Dave and Alice. Terrence Gray.
Good to meet you, Terrence.
How you doing? Congrats on the job, man.
Hey, thank you.
That's awesome. Good, yeah, congrats. You. Yeah, you too. You guys want to move up to 6 from 33? No.
I'm going eight.
Just checking.
Going bad.
Never hurts to ask. Bean, you want to come up to 6? Where are you? You can't afford a top 10 pick.
Yeah, can't afford a pick. You want to get us COVID ones for friends?
Ooh.
That sounded an awful lot like the Panthers just let the Giants know that pass rusher extraordinaire Brian Burns is available.
They have COVID ones for Burns?
No. I mean, yes, but...
Or one and something.
You're heading in the right direction.
A pair of ones. No. A one and something. Okay, uh-huh. Now you're heading in the right direction. And then they did it.
Wow, that opens the door for
that's
the trade
just talks. Two guys. He's literally, there's four different teams represented in the picture. He's like, hey, yeah. You guys want to move up to 6? Hey, do you guys want Burns?
It's almost as if Joe Shane was banging on the door of the office to try and get out. Kind of like Omar in the back of your frame.
I got
to
let him out. I know.
Yeah, you got to let
Omar
out.
But I'm just saying, that's amazing. That's amazing that's how that trade, impetus of the trade,
yeah.
As a guy just like rambling around like, hey, you guys want Burns? You want Burns?
And you can't be the Buffalo Bills there who you heard, we can't afford to do that.
Yeah.
Couldn't afford to move to trade away picks.
So
they
good,
couldn't
man.
Afford to like, you know, add another pick to, you know, with their salary cap situation.
Right. You know? Couldn't afford the top 10 pick. They were shedding salary this offseason. So like, we're going to get that type of content.
That's going to be great.
From the Bears coming in 1 month.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Pat McGann.
I feel like I'm in a garage on the south side, but you guys have an antenna. That's like the biggest difference.
Yeah.
Afternoons on the score.
Some of these guys I haven't seen body type wise. I mean, Hartman, My grandma loves him. Like, you know, she still lives in South Bend and watches Notre Dame games. And she's like, what do you think about Hartman, Joe?
She likes
he is so cute. She goes, I may be 93, but I'm not blind. I'm like, oh, geez, grandma.
Hard Knocks.
Dude, Hard Knocks is coming for the Bears, but there's an off-season one on the New York Giants. And I was like, ah, Hard Knocks is stale. It's team approved. I'll watch the Bears stuff for the content, but because we're just going to need content for August. But I don't really watch it if it's not my team anymore. I always fall, I like watch it at the beginning and then fall out of love with it by the end. But the off-season, trades, combine, draft, like it's a different spin than training camp. I got to say, some of these clips coming out of the Giants Hard Knocks are pretty damn appealing.
Yeah, this whole thing caught me by surprise. I got confused. I thought it was an in-season Hard Knocks for the Giants.
They're doing that too.
Oh, so the off-season is just like a precursor to the in-season one, I guess?
Well, it's year-round Hard Knocks.
Oh, my God.
Giants were off-season Hard Knocks. Bears are training camp Hard Knocks. And then AFC North is in-season Hard Knocks.
Oh, okay. So that was my confusion because yeah. I knew the Giants were a yes.
There's also a Hard Knocks during Hard Knocks.
Oh, there is.
That they're filming.
It's like that Starbucks where they opened a Starbucks inside it, just in case you still needed a Starbucks while you were at
it. It's a Hard Knocks on the decision to brand HBO as Max.
Yeah. Max!
It hit my ride. Yeah, we're like Hard Knocks, so we put a Hard Knocks inside your Hard Knocks.
I love that. Tanny, you shared that in the chat, right? It was a picture of Max. It was like a recommendation during the White Sox game?
No, it was on the TBS broadcast of the Cub game last night. They had Max on the mound.
Max, how you doing? So Max, this is like, no, I'm already watching something on television. Don't tell me, because if the game is bad, I'm bound to leave and go to watch Max. What are we doing? But anyway, this whole Hard Knocks thing caught me by surprise. The fact that there is one in the offseason, and then there's all this content here. It's awesome.
So Giants general manager Joe Shane, right.
And it's too bad Shane Reardon is not here, because he would have enjoyed the Sam Hartman love that was right there.
Well, you know, they lose Saquon Barkley. Other running backs were available, including DeAndre Swift. DeAndre Swift ends up on the Bears, but here's a behind-the-scenes evaluation on DeAndre Swift.
If the Giants do offer Barkley a new contract, it'll cost. So Joe Shane's staff is assessing every free agent running back available this offseason.
What we're looking for, running back, obviously, we'll see what happens with Saquon, but there is going to be some depth, you know, at the running back position. I think it'll be a little bit of a saturated market. You know, maybe able to get a couple value guys there.
There's, you know, 600 free agents this year. You know, the pro scouts and I, we're responsible for them all. We have a big board, just like the draft board, and we have all the players on there. How we like them based on financials, character fit, value to our team, and then kind of the marketplace.
Swift was the kind of the interesting one. Price point would be a big deal on him. This guy, from a physical talent standpoint, can make up some of the things you lose with Saquon.
You got two giant defenders that he's going to make miss to get into the end zone.
From an explosiveness standpoint,
DeAndre Swift goes over 1,000 yards.
From a pass game standpoint,
the fact that he was able to completely contort his body and catch it was impressive.
If you're signing him, he's going to be more of a package player. You're going to pair him with somebody, say he's one of the guys you sign in the committee style.
It's going to be hard to get him out of Philly, just because it's home for him.
Man.
A lot of praise.
A lot of praise of a lot of different aspects of that dude's game as a running back.
Yeah, he was high on their list. They ended up, obviously, they do lose Saquon, but he was one of the top guys that they were ranking behind Saquon Barkley.
Hey, man,
in the running back class.
There'll be time when we get to Bears training camp, but I can go back and remind people of what DeAndre Swift is capable of, including in a couple specific games for the Eagles this year, being a load back. Being a guy who they handed the ball to repeatedly as they were just dominating people with a road grader offensive line. He's got that gear in there. It hasn't gotten used a lot, but when it's gotten used, it is in there in addition to everything else. I'm such a huge fan of this signing. Cannot wait.
Well, and just even as you're listening to these couple of clips, just think we're a month away from getting this type of content all about the Bears. So, like, just like, imagine I was a Giants fan, how much I would care about this. Well, you're going to get that in a month. Here is the brain trust of the Giants discussing the likelihood of them moving on from Saquon Barkley.
I just think all the teams that need a running back are going to look at Saquon, Do you feel good about eating 3 to 4 million for a fifth round pick? Like, I wouldn't.
I don't know. I'm not. There's no guarantee we can trade him. So, you know, having the needs that we have in a $12 million, 27-year-old running back.
Trading Saquon is a Hail Mary. And the drama and all that goes with it, we did that last year.
It's 10 years off of my life dealing with it. Emotionally was draining. We spent a lot of time on it. But again, I don't want that to be the reason that we don't do what's best for the franchise.
Okay, so to take this step further, we lose Saquon, right? What's our identity going to be on offense now? Like, what's our plan to, what's the next step of that? I guess is what I'm thinking. Like, we're losing
a large
part of our offense, our explosiveness, our touchdowns. Quarterback, if it's Daniel, depends on the run game.
We got to upgrade the offensive line, and you're paying the guy $40 million. It's not to hand the ball off to a $12 million back. My plan is to address the offensive line at some point here in free agency. We're sitting at 6. There's a chance there's an offensive weapon there. This is the year for Daniel. Plan all along was give him a couple years. Is he our guy for the next 10 years, or do we need to pivot and, you know, find somebody else?
Man, that's
so good.
It's so good. There's so much in there. But that bit about the end, bit there at the end, this is a year for Daniel. He's making $40 million. Maybe we'll find an offensive weapon at number 6.
They took Malik Nabers.
But, like, this is the year for Daniel. Go ahead and let's find out. Do we need to pivot? Or is he our guy for the next 10 years? Frankly, that makes me think about the way that Ryan Poles and his staff attacked Justin Fields in this past year. Go ahead and drop him into the deep end of the pool with that West Coast offense. Here, what do you got? What do you got? What do you got? Time to drop back. Time to show us. We got 1 year to find out. Prove it or not. And I know that it can be abrasive, but sometimes you got to find out what you have so you can make decisions more efficiently. That's fascinating stuff.
I just love the framing of it, of like, now if you're covering the Giants or you're a fan of the Giants, it's like, okay, this is exactly what they're doing. This is how we have to hold them to. It's the make or break year for Daniel Jones. Speaking of quarterback conversations, sometimes they sound like talk radio hosts when the idea of Patrick Mahomes exists in the universe.
Nearly 20% of the Giants' salary cap is taken up by quarterback Daniel Jones. Right now, the sixth-year pro is a $40 million question mark.
With the sixth pick, there's a defense
in this league to win. You know, the reality is Daniel Jones is coming off an ACL.
Last year, we were better at every position on defense. We were better at some positions on offense. We won 6 games. We're going to draft well. We're going to sign good guys.
Yep.
We got a good plan.
Yeah.
The reality is, facts.
Yeah.
3 serious injuries in 2 years.
Yeah.
We need to protect ourselves. He didn't have much of a chance this year. That's legit. Yeah. Like, your offseason, the 4 guys, your core guys that we're going to play together played less than 60 snaps together.
Yep.
We have Miami, we got 3 practice squad guys playing for us.
Yeah.
Like, nobody could. Like, you could have Pat Mahomes and he can't win it behind that. Well, I'm not giving up on, like, yeah. He's under contract for 3 more years. Just protecting ourselves, because best predictor of the future is the past.
The idea that they are saying Patrick Mahomes wouldn't be able to play behind our offensive line is so great. Because we've been like, what would Mahomes have been like if he was with the Bears throwing to Marcus Wheaton and Josh Bellamy?
Uh-huh.
But it's like, so they're just saying, so that's with Daniel Jones and all of the fumbles and all of the badness, they're like, well, there's something in there. If we could just protect him and give him a chance, maybe he could still be really good.
Yeah, man, this is why your sport, like, we talk about it, like, it is so much dependent on other aspects of the team. It's just, I mean, how can you judge Daniel Jones in their own mind? And they're watching it. They know him. He's their guy. They don't even feel like they can judge him without giving him a realistic offensive line.
Nobody could. Like, you could have Pat Mahomes and he can't win it behind that.
I bet he could, though. That's the thing.
Right. He'd be better than Daniel Jones.
I think that would go okay.
He'd be better than Daniel Jones. Last one. I think this is just hilarious. This is at, I don't know if it was a combine practice or where it was, but they're watching college prospects, and it's Joe Shane and a couple of other general managers, and he's just, this is how it ended up. And that's Omar in the background. I'm going to let him out of here in just a second. This is how Brian Burns, elite pass rusher from the Panthers, ends up on the New York Giants. This is the impetus of the whole thing.
Brian Burns, they're going to have to trade for him after they get tagged.
What do you think Burns is worth if you were to trade for him?
One plus for sure. They turned down two ones at one point.
New GM and they weren't able to get something done.
The next stop in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl. A showcase for the top 136 players eligible for the draft. It's also a place to catch up with colleagues from around the league.
You know, Dave Canales. Hey, Terrence Gray.
Good to meet you, Terrence.
How you doing? Congrats on the job, man.
Hey, thank you.
That's awesome. Good yeah, congrats. You. Yeah, you too. You guys want to move up to six from 33? No?
I'm going
eight. Just checking.
Going back.
Never hurts to ask. Bean, you want to come up to six? Where are you? You can't afford a, you can't afford a top 10 pick.
You want to get those COVID ones for friends?
Ooh.
That sounded an awful lot like the Panthers just let the Giants know that pass rusher extraordinaire Brian Burns is available.
They have COVID ones for friends?
No. I mean, yes, but...
Or one and something.
You're heading in the right direction.
A pair of ones. No. A one and something. Okay, uh-huh. Now you're heading in the right direction. And then they did it.
Wow, that opens the door for
that's
the trade
just talks. Two guys. He's literally, there's four different teams represented in the picture. He's like, hey, yeah. You guys want to move up to six? Hey, do you guys want Burns?
Burns? It's almost as if Joe Shane was banging on the door of the office to try and get out. Kind of like Omar in the back of your frame.
I got
to
let him out. I know.
You got to let Omar
saying,
out.
That's saying, that's amazing. That's amazing that's how that trade, impetus of the trade. Yeah. As a guy just like rambling around like, hey, you guys want Burns? You want Burns?
And you can't be the Buffalo Bills there who you heard, we can't afford to do that.
Yeah.
Couldn't afford to move to trade away picks.
So
they
good,
couldn't
man.
Afford to like, you know, add another pick to, you know, with their salary cap situation.
Right. You know? Couldn't afford the top 10 pick. They were shedding salary this offseason. So like, we're going to get that type of content.
That's going to be great.
From the Bears coming in 1 month.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.